Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. Hope you guys are doing well. It's March 14th on a Thursday and I am driving, 6:47 a.m. I got up at 4 something, but for some reason I scheduled a dentist appointment at 7 a.m. At the time when I scheduled it, a couple months ago, it seemed logical, get it over with early in the morning. Now I'm like, I'm not sure about this time, but it is going to get done. Hopefully be done by 8. Actually, I have a filling that needs to be filled. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing well this week. Last night was awesome, just gathering together as a church and worshiping, going over the word, fellowshipping. I didn't leave church until 10. And so it was a good time of just connecting. The church really blessed me in that I didn't expect anything. I usually don't tell people it's my birthday. And my wife had asked me a while ago for a list of books, you know, my book list that I wanted to buy. And I thought she might get me one or two for my birthday. And then last night after we had the Bible study and discussion, after we had the discussion for a while, like 20 minutes, some of the kids from our church started walking down to me. I was at in the front, you know, on the stage or whatever, and handed me presents, and they kept going, and I got, the church got me the whole list of books that I have been wanting, and that's something I've been resisting in the last year, not ordering or buying Amazon, books on Amazon, because I have plenty to read for quite some time, and I'm getting low on my stack. And so this just blessed me like crazy. It was pleasantly overwhelming. So I just put it that way. Huge blessing. And then God's good, you know. I just love how he uses his kids to minister to one another, to encourage one another. And it was just an awesome time. So anyway, but as I'm on my way to the dentist, this one verse that Jesus says really hits home in a few ways, and I'm just going to read it. It's really short as we continue through Matthew. He says, "Fear not, therefore you are of more value than many sparrows." Fear not. He's talking about not worrying. He's talking about God provides for you. And I love it because he just says, "Fear not." Two words that I think are incredibly important in this life. One of the reasons being is that when we truly let fear be integrated into our lives, it stops us from doing a lot of what God wants us to do. We start to fear and we go, well, what if it goes wrong? What if it goes sideways? What if things don't work out? What if I do this whole God's plan thing for my life and then, you know, it doesn't end up in a good place? What if this? What if that? And we just kind of get caught up in the what ifs. I think there's a book called, I think it's called Even If. I kind of like that concept. Like, instead of being like, what if, and letting fear stop you from walking the calling God has for you, instead of doing that, don't say what if, say even if. Even if things do go sideways, even if things do seem difficult, even if the road is rough, I'm still going to walk in the mission God has for me. I'm still going to go in the direction he wants me to go. Right? He puts us on the road, like someone said, and we just point our feet in the right direction. I love that. So we can't let fear stop us. One of my devotionals is called Fearless. And honestly, when I bring them to conferences and stuff, to hand out or to sell or whatever, people always take that one more than any of my other ones. Because people want to know how to be fearless, how to not let fear stop them from going forward. Because honestly, you know, as followers of Jesus, like really, we fear God. We stand in awe and reverence and amazement at him. Yes. Therefore, if we truly are doing that, we're not going to fear anything else. We're not going to fear anyone else. We're not going to be worried. Rather, we're going to have hearts of worship and hearts that are uninhibited. And that's what we want. To be fearless is to look to the Lord knowing He's got us. He's fighting our battles. He is with us always. All those promises. I mean, all the promises of God should like completely eradicate any form of fear that begins to like well up or build up within you. I mean, He's so good. Think about all of His promises. I mean, if we just sat down and read all of His promises, like, we'd be in awe continually and constantly. And I know many of us do, right? We don't have 8 to 10 hours a day to just sit down and read His promises. But the time that we do have, as we dig into the treasure trove that is Scripture, we see over and over again, there's nothing to worry about. We're in the palm of His hand. We're not going to be scattered. We don't have to be afraid. In Deuteronomy 31, Moses encourages the people as he's getting words from the Lord that they need not fear, to be strong and courageous. And actually that promise is reiterated multiple times to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. When Joshua takes over, he has this new season of life and he's going to take over for Moses of all people. I mean, I can't even imagine. How can you even take over for the Moses? Yes, Joshua took over for the Moses. It's mind-blowing. God constantly reminds us, do not fear. There's no need to fear. Let worry wash away. Let fear fall. Because God has you. Amen. So good. Such good promises from the Lord. Hey, love you guys. Praying for you guys. I hope you have an amazing Thursday. And we'll talk to you in the morning.